Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Stephanie Medford.
And we're visiting on Lower Street in Spruce Pine for my first Community Close-Up ever inside a florist shop. All these flowers are awful purdy.
Thank you. We're gearing up for Valentine's Day.
You've got something special going on. You're doing something in conjunction with Hospice and Palliative Care of the Blue Ridge. So tell me what you're doing.
Okay. About a week or so ago, Jackie Henshaw, one of the hospice volunteers, came to see me about the possibility of working together to see that all of the hospice patients received a flower for Valentine's Day. So we decided that we would ask folks as they called in to place their Valentine orders if they would like to contribute a dollar or two, whatever amount they wanted to see that a hospice patient received a flower. And so we have had such a tremendous response to that we are going to be able to get flowers to, in addition to the hospice folks, to all the residents at the Bryan Center, the Mitchell House, Smoky Ridge in Burnsville, and the Meals on Wheels folks in Mitchell County.
Well, that's really cool.
Yeah, we're very, very pleased to be able to help them do that because Valentine's Day can be a very hard day for some folks, and we just want these people to know that they are remembered by the community.
Well, that's really neat. So you've got all those places lined up. What are you going to do as far as a flower carnation or something?
We're doing carnations because they last a long, long time and easy to transport for the folks that will be delivering these. The hospice volunteers will be doing most of them, and the Meals on Wheels drivers will be taking the carnations out to their folks.
So now, if folks want to get involved in this and help in any way, what can they do?
Anybody can donate any amount they want to. We still have a little ways to go. We started out thinking we would just do a flower wrapped in a piece of tissue paper, but our response has been so good that we're now up to being able to do them in vases for most of the people. So we're still a little short on what we need to cover the vases, but we're getting there. So any donations we'll still take. And of course, we're doing this completely at cost. We're not making any money on this. So any money that we get extra will just be more flowers for more folks.
If they want to buy something and add on to it, then that's fine too. But if somebody just wants to make a donation, they can do that.
Absolutely. We've had several nice folks just walk in off the street to give us money for this that weren't sending flowers at all.
Okay. So is that what they need to do, to just come down to Lower Street to your place?
Come down and see us, and we'll get somebody who might otherwise be neglected at Valentine's Day a Valentine.
Well, that's really neat. And to be able to cover so many people at so many different places, that's really cool.
It's actually over 400 people that we're looking at right now. So that's a lot of folks, and hopefully we'll have that many smiles.
All righty. So, again, just come to Spruce Pine Florist. It's
161B Locust Avenue, right across from the depot.
That's really cool.
We're just really pleased at the response we've had, and we just hope that this will be a growing project every year.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Well, good luck with it, Stephanie, and thank you for taking a minute to talk to us. And we urge you to go down Lower Street and help out.
Thank you to everyone who will help us.
Our guest today is Stephanie Medford of Spruce Pine Florist. Thank you for talking with us today, Stephanie. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.